Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be discussing RM's mixtape Mono. Mono is the second mixtape by RM. It was released on the 23rd of October 2018, with Forever Rain serving as the title track. The mixtape topped the iTunes top album charts in 92 countries and regions, setting the record with the most number one spots on the chart by a Korean artist. Like always, we're just going to briefly discuss the album cover.
Very briefly.
Although this is a very basic cover, I do really like it. I actually prefer this more than the RM cover, believe it or not.
What does the RM look like again?
With his face, his half, it's different.
Oh, I know, like I prefer the half face.
I do really like that one, but what I like about this is just, it literally looks like he's made it.
The simplicity of
it. Yeah.
But if it's really wrote by RM, I suppose that's the nice personal touch of it.
Yeah.
Of a basic cover with his writing on. Other than that, I don't think there's much more to say
about
it.
No, there's not a lot to say. We're now going to discuss the tracks on the album, and I'm going to be giving my interpretation to the lyrics. As always, this is just my interpretation. I don't know if what I'm saying is what RM actually intended. So the first track is Tokyo. I think this track is about life becoming repetitive and missing his former life. He sings about waking in another city but needing to go straight away, implying he has a busy life with no time to rest. He mentions seeing Pinocchio, saying that was once him, and questions if he misses his former self. Pinocchio wished to be a real boy. Perhaps RM is indicating that he misses his youth when times were simpler. In the second verse, he says, life is a word that sometimes you cannot say, and ash is a thing that someday we all should be, saying life isn't always easy and we are living to survive, but we are all destined to die. He also says, when tomorrow comes, how different it's going to be. Why do love and hate sound just the same to me? He's talking about this repeated cycle and that you can't have love without hate. And so he sees them as the same thing. So he is beginning to look at life as just this routine we all just have to live, but no longer seeing love of life. This track, I would say, is my third favourite. I really like the song. I got into it very quickly, and I just love listening to it because I love the softness to his voice, and I also find there's parts that are particularly catchy. I know there's like the oohs in this song that I find quite catchy, and also the instrumentals. I just like that. We're hearing this calmer, softer side to RM that we don't always hear when he raps with BTS.
I really do like the song, but it actually took me a couple of listens before I got into it. And I don't know if it is because it's much more of a slow-paced song. And I do like hearing the other sides of RM. I think anything suits his voice. He can do like slow or fast or in between. It's just for me listening to it. It just took me a couple more times, but once I got into it, then I did really enjoy it.
To be honest, I was that way with the majority of the songs on this album.
It is more of
I remember,
I did notice that.
Yeah, with RM, his first mixtape, I got into the songs very, very quickly and I was really, really into that album. And with this one, it just took a lot longer for me to really connect with a lot of the songs on this album. And so I can see where you're coming from. And even though this is my third favourite, and I did get into it quicker than other tracks on this album, I did find that overall I wasn't instantly in love with a lot of the tracks.
Yeah, I do think the other album was easier to get into. And personally, I actually think it's a stronger album. Like, a lot of the songs on there, thinking back to it, I really, really liked and enjoyed a lot. And this one I still do, but like you said, it took a longer time to connect with it.
Yeah, I think with me, the same like with August D, his first mixtape, I was more into his songs after connecting with him from looking at his lyrics because he was such a good writer. And I feel this is kind of similar with RM. I love him much more when I know the meaning behind the songs as opposed to listening to it
and like
finding it catchy.
What you said like about the lyrics, like looking into them more, the kind of slower pace suits it.
Yeah, it does.
The lyrics more. And obviously, when I was thinking about it, I was thinking more, because I'm not looking at the lyrics like Chloe does, thinking more just listening in the car, not knowing the words really. And so I'm just listening to the music and thinking it's more slower. But when you put it with the lyrics, it's much stronger, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The next track is Seoul. I think this track is about RM's love and hate relationship with the city, Seoul. He sings how Seoul is his home now and what he loves and hates about the city. He says again how love and hate are the same, and that he has a strong connection with the city despite the love and hate he feels for it. When you were explaining that Tokyo song, sounded very similar to how I felt with this song. It took me a little while to get into it, but I do really like it now. It just took more listens than usual to get into the song. And what I find particularly catchy about it, though, is the chorus part. I think that's my favourite part of the song. That's what initially drew me in the end.
Yeah, that is the same for me, though. The chorus is what I find really catchy, and I find it gets stuck in my head. But I'm actually a bit the opposite. I actually found I got into this song quicker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I quite liked it. I don't know if it is because of that catchy chorus. Mm. And this is actually my third favourite on there. Then seeing the lyrics, I also think I like the lyrics a lot too. But yeah, just slightly more preferred this one than the other one.
Yeah, that's really weird because I kind of like the other one a little bit more. But they're very close to each other. I just find that Tokyo tops it.
I don't know if it's because this one picks up the beat a bit. The other one's a bit more slower.
Yeah, perhaps. Slower,
so I don't know if that was it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And usually I'm more into more quieter songs than you, or more into upbeat songs. The next track is Moonchild. I think this track is about battling through sorrows and to not give up, because even in the darkness you can shine. Again, I like the song, and it's very similar. Again, I find a lot of these tracks, I kind of feel the same about them. I really like the song, just I prefer other RM tracks, I suppose.
Other albums, BTS.
And RM. I do like this album. I don't dislike the album. It just, they don't excite me as much as some of his other songs.
No.
Even though I've listened to them a load of times, and I do like this track, and I find parts catchy in it again, I just don't feel as excited with the majority of the tracks on this album.
I get what you're saying about the album overall, because I feel the same. I like the album, but if I was to pick an album to put in the car like tomorrow, this wouldn't be one that I'd pick.
Exactly, yeah.
Even though I really do like it. But saying that, I love this song.
Really?
This is way up there. I would actually put this on his other playlist and I'd really like it being on there. There's something about this song. I was into it really, really quickly.
I know this is a popular track and I kept trying to connect with this one, but I just couldn't connect with it as much.
I don't know what it is, lyrics or the way he sings it or raps it. I don't know what it is. It's just something about it that I just really, really love. And this is the only song that I would say really stands out for me as like I absolutely love. The others, I really like them all, I really enjoy them all, but this one would be way above them
so
all.
So is this your favourite?
Yeah, this is my favourite. How can you not get that from that?
Yeah, I just don't know what it is. I do love RM's writing, though. When I was reading into the lyrics, all of these songs, his writing just takes me every time. He's such a good writer. When I know what he's saying, like, I'm more touched with the song just from listening to it. I don't appreciate it as much because I'm just more hearing like the tune. But saying that, I love hearing his voice too, like I said with Tokyo, just hearing him singing, like you can hear his emotion when he like raps.
Yeah, I think really it literally just depends on how quickly you got into a song.
Yeah.
Because like on his other playlist, like you said, you got into one faster.
Yeah, I did.
So that's why you probably think of the album as more easier getting into it, because you did get into it quicker.
Yeah, and I'm doing that thing again where I'm comparing. Like I'm always comparing like his other mixtape to this mixtape, and I just feel like the other one grabbed me faster than this one. The next track is Bad Bye. This track has very few words but speaks a lot. He says, bad bye, no goodbye, saying that though we say goodbye, it doesn't always imply a good thing, as parting and going separate ways can be bad. He goes on to repeat, kill me softly, two words which contradict, because you can't really kill someone softly. But RM is implying he doesn't want to be hurt badly with this goodbye. Although he says they try to work things out, but says bad try, basically saying they didn't really try at all. So all the wordings in this track reveal the hidden lies to the words. This is my second favourite song.
What? No way, you're kidding. Oh my God, that's a shock. Are you doing it to joke on me?
No, it really is my second favourite. And I think it's from what I'm saying about listening to it, even though I do think his words in this just simple song is so clever, like even a basic song with not much words, he really thinks about it. Like he's such a good writer. And I suppose if I was comparing his messages behind the songs, my list might be a bit different. But just listening to it, I really fell in love with the beat and tune of this song. And I found it was one of those songs, you explained it actually with another track on our last album, I think we talked about, when you get distracted by something and you're not really listening radio anymore, and then a song pulls you back. This was a song that always pulled back my focus. This very short song. I was
shocked about that.
So it had to be second in the end because, yeah, it always got my attention.
I'd say that this is probably my least favourite on the album. And then surprisingly, opposites again. It's just, I like the message that you're saying. I think, like what you said, the words where they're opposites and stuff, it's a good message. But I'm talking about just listening. And when I'm listening to it, it's just not drawing me in. I just find it is too repetitive.
And it's so odd we see things differently all the time.
Because it's just a simple song, in my opinion, if you're not really looking into it.
To be honest,
just listening wise.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm surprised I like this song as much as I do, because it is a very basic, short, song. Yeah. And usually those kind of songs, they will not be second place on my list.
I thought you were kidding me.
But it had to in the end, because it really got my attention back.
Kind of shocked at that.
The next track is a good, and Lorraine and I have actually just been discussing the title of this track. We were pretty certain that is how you say it.
Yeah, it's just it's an odd name. It's just that sound at the beginning, and I wasn't sure how Chloe was going to say it. I just found it a bit funny, the title track.
Yeah, but I'm pretty certain that is how you say a good, I think. I think this track is about faith and self-improvement. RM sings about sometimes feeling disappointed with himself and telling himself he needs to do better. He also sings about sometimes feeling disconnected with himself and feeling out of place, but he knows he can't give up singing All I Need Is Me. Another song that I really love listening to is Voice. It's another soft, soothing song like with Tokyo, but it's one of those tracks that I can really hear his sadness in his voice and him really putting across his feelings, which is what I love about RM. And if anything, if I had to say something about this album, that's one of my things I love about it. Not even knowing what he's singing about, you can hear this emotion, this raw emotion from him, and I can really hear it with this song.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I like the tones in his voice is what I put in this song. And I did get into it reasonably fast, I think, and I really enjoyed it the more times I listened to the song, and I do really genuinely like it. I think RM raps really well in it, and there's lots of parts of the song that I really, really like, really draws me in.
The next track is Everything Goes. In this track, he is saying that everything passes, including the good and the bad. RM sings about how the night leaves and the morning comes, that the seasons change and we just need to embrace the world, and that everyone goes through pain. He says, instead of unclear words saying to have strength, instead of lies that it's all just the way things are, like the winds, it will pass, I pray. This is another one of those tracks that I think he sings with this powerful emotion. I love hearing his rap. I really hear him opening his heart out in this track. It's another one that I didn't initially find catchy. If anything, what I find particularly catchy about is the instrumental, the sound of it. Like when I first heard the song, just hearing the music, I thought, oh, I'm really going to like this song. That it might be like one of these really catchy songs. But unfortunately, it didn't grab me as much as I thought in the opening music. But I do love hearing Aaron's words in this song.
I think this is another one for me that's more on the lower end, because I didn't really get into it even the more listens I had. Even now, I think it's just because it really kind of has a slow build up, and again, it's a little bit repetitive, like especially at the start of the song. But RM's rap obviously is really powerful.
I think with this song, it's his rap part.
Yeah,
hearing his words does it for me, really.
It's just not long enough for me.
No,
I feel like it's the shortest part of the song.
Yeah, that is true.
So that's why I think it just didn't click with me.
Because he's feating with someone, Nell, I think, in this, and it almost sounds a little bit like he's the guest in this track, and his rap's just been added
in. So even though his rap is really good, I feel like it's just not enough for the whole song.
Yeah.
So that's why it's more on the lower scale.
The last track is Forever Rain. I think this track is about loneliness and sadness. He starts by saying, I wish it rains all day because I like someone to cry for me, implying the sadness and not wanting to be alone. He wants it to rain to hide his face behind an umbrella so people don't notice him, and to hear the drops like he has someone there with him. But he is also going to use the rain as an opportunity to take things slower saying, gonna breathe a little slower because my life and my rap, they're usually too fast. This is my favourite song on the album. Probably the only song on this album, when I first heard it, I instantly found it catchy and it went to my top straight away and it's remained there. And it's another song where I can hear RM's sadness. Obviously, that's what the song's about and he really puts this across in his rap. And I also like that RM is getting the opportunity to rap a lot slower, which is what he says, because I do think RM generally is a lot more slower rapper than, say, Sugar. And I find that when Sugar and RM rap, especially when they're rapping about emotions, I do find that Sugar, a lot of the time, he speeds up to really get out his emotion. Yeah. And RM, he obviously has got a few fast raps where he's pouring out his emotion, but I do find that a lot of his deep songs are a lot more slower compared to Sugar's.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is his way of going slow and really saying his words so people can hear what he's saying. So I find that both Sugar and RM are equally good at putting their emotions into their raps, but in different ways. This is a really good example, I think.
Yeah, this would be my second favourite on the album. I know I've heard this before and I really liked it before and I still really like it. I think it's definitely a very strong song. This would be the other one I'd put up there with Moonchild, but there's just something about Moonchild. What I really like is I do really like the lyrics. I like the message. I like the line that you said out about the slow and the fast. That makes me like it actually even more right now, because hearing it just in the car, you don't get to appreciate the lyrics. So definitely lyric wise it would move the songs way up, because RM just is really good with his lyrics, really good with his lyrics and messages. Yeah, I just really like everything about it.
We also watched the Forever Rain music video, which Lorraine had seen before, and we have discussed it before on the podcast. Yeah. Kind of badly, because I still find it a little hard to explain.
We talked about it in the RM focus, I think.
Yeah, I tried to put into words again what I thought to this music video, and I love how visually simple the MV is.
Do you remember what you said before?
No, probably not as well thought out as this one, because I've made notes. And last time, I think we just spoke on the spot, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did, but I can't recall what I said. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. Usually when we do discuss music videos, we focus on points.
Yeah,
and I look into it a lot more. But I found with this music video, I didn't really feel the need, because a lot of the points we look out for, it's not included in this music video.
Yeah, no, it's a different style of MV.
Yeah. I like how the music video is drawn to tell RM's story. And I think we did mention that before, but we do like how different it is.
Yeah.
And without complicating anything either. Because there's not a lot going on, it's relaxing to watch and it's slow moving, which fits perfectly with the song. I also love the artwork, which is by Troy J. Horn, I think. Probably pronounced that terribly. He does monochromatic. He apparently does monochromatic illustrations. I don't really know much about art, to be honest. I read all about this. I think, though, that his artwork fits the MD. To me, it does feel as though you're looking through a notebook of drawings, which feels more personal. That's another little added touch I find with the artwork with his album cover, too, with it just written in pencil. I also like that it's in black and white, which adds to a more laid-back, relaxed feeling I get when watching this. And I'm also not sure how best to explain, but by not having RM in the video, but these drawings, I feel that it feels more private, but he's allowing us to see his feelings by telling his story through his artwork. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, that's just kind of a feeling I got from watching the music video. But I did find this one quite hard to put into words. I do like the music video, but I will say that I like it. I always feel, though, I miss RM. When a member isn't in it, I always feel like I miss them.
And unlike Chloe, I didn't pre-prepare notes as usual. I was just going off my whim like last time. And like I said, I can't remember what I said last time. I'm pretty sure I did like it, though. But I still like it. And I do like the different style. I also do miss RM not being in it, but I like what you said about that private.
Yeah, I feel like we're reading his emotions.
It's a good idea to think about.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's one of those things where they let you interpretate it any way you want again.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I genuinely like it, but I just don't have a lot to say about it. That's the problem. So I know talking about this album, we've been kind of saying that a lot of the songs on here are not right up there for us. Well, we thought we would go away and look at all of RM solo songs on his mixtapes and solo in BTS and pre-debut, and actually pick our five favourites so that we really know. Because it's hard to say, like, when you haven't listened to others in a while and then you keep comparing it, but it's better, I think, if you just look at all of them and then make a list.
Yeah.
And it's quite fun to do that. I actually really enjoyed going away and listening to all of his songs again and then making the list.
Me too. But these are just songs that we've discussed on the podcast, because I know of Persona, yeah, because we're actually listening to that album now, and yes, I really like Persona, and it would probably be on my list.
But we're not going to include that because we actually haven't reached it technically now. So only songs we've discussed. So we'll start from our fifth favourite and go up to our first favourite and take it in order.
Yeah, I think so.
Like we usually do. And I was actually a little surprised with what ended up on my list. But like I said, when you listen to them all together and you really can pick them out, it's different than what you thought.
Yeah, for me, I already had an idea of four of the songs. So my list was pretty easy. And I definitely knew what was at number one. The song I found hardest to decide was that very last song. Like, I had a few and it was hard to, like, pick songs over the other. I wanted to make a list of eight, really.
But we've gone for five. Okay, so at fifth for me is Trivia Love from Love Yourself Answer album. I really, really love this song, and listening back over to it, I always think that it's hard for me to pick between this and Reflection, because they're two of the solo songs from BTS that stand out to me of RM's. But when I listened to them back to back, I actually thought I prefer Trivia Love. But I don't think this would be on close list, because I actually remember you saying before it wasn't way up there,
yeah,
for you.
Right.
But for me, it just stood out at the time, and then listening back over it, it still just kept standing out. It's just the order. The last three on my list, fifth, fourth and third position, I kept changing my mind about, but I think for now I'm keeping it in fifth place. Things can always change, I think, when you listen over songs again.
That is what happened to me, actually, because in fifth place is a song that I know that when I discussed it in the past, I did say it wasn't right up there, but it's actually come fifth now with this list.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's Reflection and Wings. And I remember when we discussed Wings, Reflection was my least favourite solo song from the solo songs album. But when I listened back over it, I don't know what it was. It was like I just really got into it all of a sudden.
That happens to you all the time, though, with songs. You say you're not into them, and you listen back, and then you're like, whoa, what was it about this song? Because you said that about Sugar's one on the album, too.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. It's
gone
from my head what it's called now.
From Wings.
Yeah, what's it called?
First Love.
Oh, that's it.
I was like that.
I remember, with First Love, you said in the past you didn't, and then when we went back to looking at it, it really grew on you. And I know that you've said that about other songs, too. I know that one springs to my mind. I do really like Reflection, though. But for me, like I said, just listening to it back to back with Trivial Love, and I had to actually listen to those two a bunch of times next to each other, because Reflection would probably be like my sixth on the list if I was having six. Just, there's something about Trivial Love for me over that.
I did that with Forever Rain. Forever Rain isn't on my list, but that was the song that I probably would have put sixth place, and that was the song I kept listening on repeat, comparing that one with Reflection, because I just didn't know which one would make fifth. And first of all, I thought it was going to be Forever Rain before properly listening.
Yeah.
But then it was just something about Reflection that made me think, actually, I do want that in my top five. So it just shows how things can change, especially when you go a long time without listening to something. I mean, we're always saying that songs grow on us when we're constantly listening to songs on repeat, which I understand. But it also can happen if you go a really long time without listening to
Definitely. And then at number four for me, this is one that really shocked me, because I didn't expect this on my list. When we talked about making a list of five RM songs and going away and doing it, I would never thought I'd put this on there. But it's actually 17, which is a pre-debut song.
Oh, yeah.
And at first, I guess I didn't think of it because it is a pre-debut song, but I really like this one. There was just something about listening back over it. I really got into it more and more, and I think it's also because he's young. He's mm-hmm. so young, it's pre-debut, and I think the song is so strong considering that they hadn't even, you know, properly done work, and it just shows RM's talent, and I think that's why I love it so much, because it really recognises his talents.
I do find that a lot with pre-debut songs. I wish they were re-released on
because you never hear it, and that's why, like, I didn't think back to it until it came to looking at all his songs, and then this one just jumped out at me of all of them, because I thought, you know, I haven't really heard this many times, and it's standing out to me so strong, so I thought it has to be on the list for that reason alone. So yeah, I would never thought it before, like if we were just talking like on the spot, but listening back over it, it definitely was up there.
For me, in fourth place is Joke from the RM mixtape. Oh, yeah. I'm more into speedier raps than the more slower raps. I think that's
because
probably,
of sugar.
I don't know. Maybe, but it's just what I prefer listening to. And I know that RM, he's not as fast as Sugar, but he does more slower raps compared to Sugar. But with this one, he's quite fast. Yeah. Actually, looking at my list, all the ones I chose, he's got a very like fast part in the rap. And that's one of the reasons why I like this song, because it's one of his more speedier ones. And that RM mixtape, I always go on about how much I like the majority of the songs on there. And I remember just liking it straight away as soon as I heard it.
Yeah, initially when we went away, I thought I'd have like three from that album. Surprisingly, I only have one.
Really?
Yeah, and that really shocked me because, again, I also, like you, really enjoyed the album. And when I left after we said we're going to do this, I thought, oh, it'll be mostly from that RM mixtape. But when I made the list, actually, it was variety.
Well, our lists are going to be very different then. Which I suppose is a good thing. I do like it when we choose different ones.
Yeah. And then at number three for me, like I said, we've been saying about the album Mono, a lot of songs don't stand out comparing to others, but Moonchild for me does.
Yeah.
So I have to have it on the list. So like I said, it's not like this album wasn't a great album. This one on this album was a really standing out song. And like I said, these three, I really like it. It's just the order. I never know whether that might go up or down.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm keeping it at number three because when we listened to this album, I just thought about that song every time around, how much I look forward to hearing it. And I just love it for some reason.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
I was going to guess it was going to be in your top five saying how much you loved it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it. But sometimes I feel like when there's a song you really like, you can't always explain why. And this is one of those songs I love, but I can't quite explain why.
In third place for me is a track I think you said that you wasn't so keen on this one, and it's Do You from the RM mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand why some people may hear the song and find it more on the annoying side.
That's me.
Because of that Do You part, but it still gets me. I still love the song.
I wasn't expecting it to be in your top five, to be honest, though.
Oh, I just loved it so much.
I remember
much when
you
I heard
saying
it.
That you liked it. I remember a lot more than I did.
I think I might have marked it as my second favourite song from the RM mixtape, either second or third.
I couldn't remember, to be honest. I just knew you liked it quite a bit, but I was really shocked by it.
I'm certain it was in my top three, and it still remains.
It just surprises me a lot. Everyone has their own acquired songs, really.
For me, I find it more catchy than repetitive.
It's weird because the song that's at number three for me, Moonchild, you didn't really click with.
Yeah.
A song that was number three for you, Do You? I didn't really click with. It's so weird. So at number two for me is I Believe from the RM mixtape. I remember just really loving this the first time around when we listened to the album, and listening back over it, I still really loved it. And there's so many from that RM mixtape I do really like, but this one, I'm not sure if I, at the time, I think I might have said it was my favourite on the album, and it still is.
Yeah, I love this song too, and it probably would have maybe come at seven. I felt like I was putting a
she
lot...
She is trying to make that eighth list.
Yeah, really
even though
to.
We said five. Well, I keep feeling like she's is making it into an eight song list.
Originally, did I say we were going to list our top 20?
I think you said 10.
Or did I say 10?
You said we should do 10. And I was like, we should make it harder for ourselves and just try and narrow it down to five. Because I always feel like trying to narrow it down to a small amount, it's more...
It is a lot harder.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. So it's a bit more like entertaining to do.
Yeah. I just hate it though when I don't have a mention with something I really like, but I'm glad you chose it so you can talk about it.
There is other songs like I said on the RM mixtape I really like, but just missed out because of these five songs I picked. I feel like they are my five at this time anyway.
Yeah. In second place for me is Awakening from the RM mixtape.
Oh, I really like that song
too. And this one, it was at number one place for me when we discussed it before. I just love this song. I love the build up and the emotion that he puts into this. I can listen to this and not get bored still. Like, as soon as I started playing it, it took me right back to when I was really into it last time.
In first place, I can only assume we got the same, is Intro, What Am I to You from Dark and
Wild.
And we've obviously said many times in the past how we really like this intro. It really took me, especially considering it's an intro as well. and it just has never really wavered. It's always been way up there.
Yeah.
And so I kind of knew already. I think I feel that in the first place before even re-listening to it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think it really needed re-listening to because it was already like pretty sure it would be up there.
It's one of those build-up songs that I love. Again, yeah. How he just gets faster and faster as it goes on, and like the emotion just builds. I just love it.
Yeah, and that's a song I feel like I haven't heard in ages. I really love the song, but obviously doing the podcast, because we're always going forward, I feel like sometimes I forget to look back on the other songs.
Yeah,
and that's another reason I like doing this list, because I actually got to go back and listen to really great RM songs that we haven't heard in a long time.
In the next episode, we're discussing more Run BTS episodes 45 to 51. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.